Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 1118 here on a Wednesday. Mailbag, Anthony Tolliver, all still to come on the show, reacting last night to the draft lottery. Got some different things I want to get into later on in the show. Hey, you know, it's progress. It's progress, and I won't argue with progress when that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. But I want to, sticking with the NBA for a second, because we'll get into football with Shanley, and I got a bunch of other Husker football things I want to get to. So, if you got like your football fork and knife out, trust me, I'm going to serve it up to you. You're going to be to eat. Just calm down, okay? Just calm down. So one of the things, when you're playing great players, taking on great players, whatever sport, but we'll just keep it basketball here, there's oftentimes no perfect plan to slow them down. Because if there is a perfect plan to slow them down, they're probably not a great player, right? Greatness is greatness, and it usually prevails over whatever you throw at it. Doesn't matter what you throw at Tom Brady, he's likely going to deliver a strike and move the chains, right? It didn't matter what you did to Michael Jordan, he's likely going to find a way to score and do his thing. But at the same time, you don't just go, well, what are you going to do? At the same time, you still need to have an intelligent plan against them to at least make it challenging for them. That's always the prevailing thought when you're taking on a great player. You aren't going to shut them down. But you have to make them work for what they get. Make it challenging. Make it as tough as you can on that great player. And after I had my birthday cake last night and blew out the candles, I sat down and I watched the Blazers and the Warriors. And I was just so confused by what Portland's plan was against Steph Curry. On what planet, because this is planet Earth, but on what planet is it a good idea to allow Steph Curry to come off ball screens with the hedge man planted in the lane? He's the greatest shooter of all time. And I guess the plan is to give him 10-plus clean looks at threes coming off ball screens? Really? Really? That's the plan. I mean, you were in a film room, lights dimmed, looking at stuff. What do you think, guys? Steph's obviously a big part of the plan. A lot of ball screens and transition. I got an idea. What if we just keep Cantor in the lane and then just kind of work over the top of the screens and just, you know, Steph's going to come off and, you know, if he shoots that three, he shoot whatever. Really? Really? That's the plan. Because in a related story, Steph Curry had 36 points and tied his playoff career high with 9 threes. He was 9 of 15 from three. I don't get it. I don't get it. For as awesome as Steph was, and he was awesome last night, that was an embarrassing plan in a lot of ways. I mean, that's embarrassing. Hedgeman in the lane? Huh? That's Steph's shot, too. If I ask you right now, what is Steph Curry's best shot? Off the dribble, pull up three. You do realize, Portland, if it's open and clean, that's a layup for Steph. That's your equivalent of giving up a layup for other players. Now, I don't want to get too far into the basketball weeds here, but to me, you have two options with Steph and ball screens. Two. The first one is either switch and press out and run him off the three-point line. Crowd him, make him drive it into the lane. I'd rather lose with Steph shooting twos than threes. Or you trap the hell out of that ball screen, get it out of his hands, and force Draymond Green to be Magic Johnson. Oh, and by the way, during this, you cannot step off Klay Thompson on the weak side. But to me, it is either switch, run him off the three-point line, or trap, get it out of his hands, make Draymond a playmaker. Those are your options. What is a laughable option is having the hedge man sitting in the lane when Steph gets ball screens. Unbelievable. The blueprint is out there on how to beat Golden State. Now, just because the blueprint's there doesn't mean it's easy, right? There's a blueprint out there for you to get in shape, but it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard. The way to beat Golden State is to beat them up physically, try to run them off the three-point line. That's it. But to just give Steph that many rhythm off the dribble threes is like, wow, what?
Very head-scratching.
Very. So, I mean, adjustment time for Portland, obviously. And again, I will say this. I mean, Portland had to have been dead tired. I mean, they just played a Game 7 in the altitude 48 hours prior to last night. They did look tired.
They were missing bunnies at the rim. First quarter, Cantor must have missed at least four or five.
Yes. I mean, McCollum didn't have it. Yeah. Dame didn't have it. Like, they were tired. But, jeesh.
And to think that they were tired, they were turning the ball over, and still to be in that game.
I was going to say that. Like, wasn't that, like, if you're Portland, you kind of go, wow, our ball screen coverage was, like, devised by my daughter, who's three. And we didn't have it. And yet it was like they were within 10-ish for a lot of that. Like,
yeah, I think they cut it to 9 at one point.
Yeah, like, it was hanging. They were hanging around. I will say this, though. Man, is it fun to watch this Warriors team without Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. It just, like, they're this is a much more enjoyable style of basketball to watch without KD. It just is. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that, you know, oh, they're better without KD, because that's a hard argument to make, right? But I will say this. It is pretty astonishing to relay this stat to you. That the Warriors now move. They move to an astonishing 31-4 when Kevin Durant doesn't play and Steph does. When Kevin Durant doesn't play and Steph Curry does play, they're 31-4. Wow. Wow. But man, I wish I could have been in the film room when the whole let's plant the hedge man in the lane idea came out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're doing what now? Brutal. Totally brutal. 402-951-1620. Still to come. Mailbag, half hour. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win gift certificate to Oscars. Get your win game right, Pete's game right. Oliver. The A-Train coming up at 1:30. But coming up next, let's talk a little football. Scott Shanley, Blackshirt, Super Bowl champ, joins us next.